This is Yvonne Tina. I'm a PhD student here in the Art and Technology program of UT Dallas. And today I'm very honored and pleased to have with me here Elizabeth Schalich. Is my pronunciation good?
Yes, Ivan. And I appreciate the Creative Disturbance team to invite me to record a podcast. I'm an artist at the moment in the Dallas area.
So I heard that you have had quite a story moving from Holland to New York City. Please tell us how that connects with your artistic life.
Well, I was born and raised in the Netherlands, and at an early age I already had a very positive attitude and was determined to get what I want, which was to become an artist as well as a storyteller. And I couldn't do it through my parents, so I left home and after high school, I moved to Amsterdam, where I found a job in the statistical department of the Mathematical Center at the university. And after several years, I took a chance to go to New York City and realize my dream to become a visual artist. I found a job at the Netherlands Consulate, which gave me a consular visa and was thus able to stay in the U.S. legally. And then I took courses at the Art Students League, at Pratt and the New School for Social Research in, of course, basic painting, printmaking, writing, and illustrating. And as soon as I got my alien registration card, I left the consulate and got a job at Excerpta Medica, which is a Dutch company in New York City, organizing and publishing excerpts of panel discussions sponsored by the drug companies on new drugs and medical research. And in the meantime, I got involved in creating and making of puppet shows of American Indians, which were performed at the New York Museum of the American Indians. And I recently turned one play on the Inuits into an illustrated story of Snow Bear, and it should be published in a few months.
Okay, thank you very much. But that's quite amazing. So you mentioned your belief in positive attitude.
Yes, that's why I called it everything is possible with a positive attitude.
So how did that shape your work as an artist?
Well, I have always wanted to become an artist. And I lived at that time in Yonkers, New York, and decided it was time to move on, sold my house and moved to the Dallas area. Totally a guess. Mainly because my son was crazy about cars and the Dallas area has a lot of highways. And so I became quite successful in the visual art and met my current husband, whose family has a severe history of cancer. Almost all members have died of cancer. He's the only one who has survived two cases of cancer. And the last time he spent 3 months in the hospital with his lungs no longer working and no hope for surviving. But the doctor treating him thought he might have ARDS, which is, I forgot the respiratory disease.
Yeah.
And if you can work with corticosteroid treatment, if it works, then you have a chance of survival, but still only 40 to 60%. But it worked for him. And the doctor emphasized that with this disease, only visitors with a positive attitude should be allowed to visit him, to bring him in, joke with him, and bring him in a positive mood. And that worked.
And everything is fine now,
I guess.
So now I think I can understand the reasoning behind your beliefs in positive attitude. So I also know that you're involved in a cancer research fine art collaborative project called Cancer Finding Beauty in the Beast. And earlier in a podcast, Caroline Shaw Omet, an artist, and Drew Deb, a cancer researcher, who actually put us in touch together,
yeah,
told us about their common interest and involvement in this project. So now, can you please tell us how did you get involved in this art science project? And I will add in a side question. Do you have, because you kind of used some technical vocabulary earlier.
Yeah.
So do you
I became involved in the Art Science Collaborative project, which now involves six artists. Anne Neal, Carolyn Omedz, Drew Deb, Pranita Mittal, Sandra Friedman, and myself. And each one of us is taking a unique approach to understand the beauty of life and the manifestation that is feared by many. I know from my own experience that art is a positive therapy. As everybody is born with creative energy, it's important for people to find and believe in their own talents to fight negative energy, such as, for instance, depression or worrying about diseases, preventing themselves from living a positive life. In this project, my paintings will show the positive forces that can help fight the negative influence and generate positive results. And there will be an art exhibit from around 30 pieces of work that focus on the informational, the emotional, and the creative approach to understand the complexity of cancer. I approached Jamie Labar, and gave her a proposal. She's the director of the Luminarte Fine Arts Gallery in the Design District of Dallas. And she happily agreed to the art show named Beauty and the Beast, which will be on view from December 19 till January 23rd, 2016.
It's coming recently. I mean, it's really...
It's coming up.
It's coming up pretty recently.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, I mean. So I think it is interesting that you are involved in creating a great art show. From your art science collaborative work. And do you mind telling us what is unique about this show?
Well, the uniqueness of this show is in its format. In addition to the gallery exhibition, Drew Deb is creating an art science panel discussion to generate ideas on cancer art future project. And the discussion will be on January 17. The general reception will be on December 19 for the general public, and there will be several discussions during the five-week period. And on January 17, there will be the panel discussion with the panelists, which include Dr. John Minna, director of Harman Center for Therapeutic Oncology Research and at the University of Texas Southwest Medical Center, and Sharaf Ahmad, art director, curator of the Islamic Art Revival Series, and Dr. Roger Molina, distinguished professor of art and technology at the University of Texas. And Catherine Wagner is the chief executive officer of the Business Council for the Arts. And that will be it, hopefully.
Thank you so much for sharing your motivation and approach toward this complex problem. I wish you and your book Snobby and your team Cancer Finding Beauty in the Best project all the best, by the way.
Well, thanks for having me.
Are you more than welcome?